Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Double Agents.
And today, folks, we are talking about the reunion.
Whoa, my least favorite part of the season. But we're going to get into all the drama, all the sabotage, and we're also going to thank Amber M for that nice podcast plug.
Thanks, boo. And later in the episode, we'll be interviewing the person behind it all, Melissa Casanovas. Listen to that name.
Yeah.
Sounds like a magician.
Yeah.
The reunion showrunner, to see how it all comes together.
I mean, she practically is a magician with all of that editing, man. They made that shit so entertaining to watch, and that took us 12 hours to film. So
I mean, it was exhausting.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
All right, Tori, you know where I think is a good place to start?
Where?
Maybe talking about how we get ready for the reunion. Because
yeah.
There's so much that goes into it from the time we land and or get a car service to the time we hit the stage to the time we finish. So
totally.
Let's break it down for the folks.
Let's talk about how many times we had to get COVID tested. Let's talk about how me and you almost didn't get to go to the reunion because our COVID test didn't go through. Remember?
So because of this pandemic, we've been having to do like COVID tests. So a nurse came to our homes and did one, and then it was sent out to Los Angeles, but they still hadn't received it. So they called Tori and I, and Tori's in Jersey, I'm in Philly. Hey, can you guys come up, you know, like a day early to New York and get COVID tested because they haven't received yours in Los Angeles? I was like, listen, this is not my problem, because Tori and I didn't even have our reunion outfits yet.
That was the biggest problem, is I was literally waiting until the last minute. I didn't pick my reunion outfit, which you can clearly see it doesn't fit me too well because it's so tight on my body, because I've obviously been gaining all this weight on purpose. I'm trying to build muscle. But let me tell you, I waited till the last minute to get that outfit, and it fucking, ooh, that hurt.
Yeah, so luckily, they finally got our COVID test, so we were able to shop.
Yeah.
And then they either fly people in. The people that were flown in a day earlier than Tori and myself, because we got to get a car service. And then we check into the hotel, and we're basically in the hotel.
For 24 hours, we had to quarantine. We were not allowed to talk to one another. We had to just sit in our rooms. And it honestly brought me flashbacks to us getting ready for Double Agents, because in Double Agents, we had to quarantine for a week in LA. And I mean, I don't know if you ever saw that Instagram video I did. It's called Quarantory, but it's me stuck in the hotel room for a week. And I was losing my mind, jumping over chairs, talking to my slippers. Like,
well, this wasn't as bad because we're in like a boutique hotel almost, where like I'm like, Tori, we can work out. I mean, we couldn't. The bathroom was in the shower, which was in the bed. So but Tori and I, there was a little bit more freedom where Tori and I could like pass each other shit if need be.
Yeah.
But then they tell us our call times. And if you're in for more segments, your call time's a little earlier. I had to be up at 6:30 because if you guys didn't see my curls, they had to be on point.
They looked good. They looked
so
good.
Thanks, girl.
You looked bomb.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's the Virgo in me. shout out to all my Virgos. Yeah, so my day, and I wasn't feeling well at all. I was so run down. You know, like, did All-Stars, came home, did my thing.
Yeah.
Exhausted. Just from traveling. I mean, I've done four challenges now. Well, four. Three challenges. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I think I just totally run down, got to be up at 6:30, fix my hair. Our call time was, what, 9:30?
Yeah, it was early.
To be at the studio?
Yeah. So it's like all of these things. And then not to mention, and I said this in the very intro, and I will say it again, the reunion for me is my least favorite part of the show, because it's where you literally have to sit and like talk and like confront the drama. And Believe it or not, I try to avoid drama. Like, I had a lot of drama coming at me this season, but I don't actually like drama. If I did, I would be the one clapping my hands in people's faces and, like, throwing drinks, but I don't do that. Like, so when you have to come down for this reunion, I'm mentally psyching myself out for what are they going to throw at me? What am I going to have to talk about? What uncomfortable...
Total psycho.
Yeah, like, what what uncomfortable position am I going to have to be in? And I think I'm just scarred from the Dirty 30 reunion where they sat and lined up all my exes.
Which weren't even all your exes. They were.
I know. But it's not, this time wasn't that bad. I got to give the producers and the team so much credit. I mean, like, they had a lot to work with this season, and it honestly felt lighthearted being there, didn't it?
No, it didn't feel lighthearted. I had a bodysuit on that was ripping me in half, and you had pants on that you were felt like a sausage in the casing. Yeah. We were there for 12 hours. There was nothing lighthearted about it. Now, the editing made it very wonderful, but people don't know that, like, we sit there for like 12 hours.
12 hours. That's, you know, why we had
2 days of filming, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You will see the next portion, but it is a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so much that goes into it. But let's dive into what we actually talked about during this reunion. We first start out with looking at CT. I love saying that he went from a dad bob to a fatherly, I can't even say it, dad bod to fatherly figure. Like, I love that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he even went beyond the fatherly figure. I mean, he went back like... He has abs in there. I mean, I was asking him. It's like borderline annoying. I was like, CT, come on. Let's just see it. You know, like, I've grown up with you. Like, yeah. I've helped you pick out outfits. I mean, I've seen you in all types of ways. Like, I've known you forever.
He's full-blown sex symbol now.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
CT the sex symbol.
Yeah.
And I just saw him last week doing these fun games for MTV, and he's even, I feel like, smaller.
Really?
Like, leaner. Yeah, like, I need him to not lose all of it, because, you know, I like him a little thick. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Hey, CT, don't lose it all, baby.
You know what I love, though? Like, he has a moment where he gets to talk about, like, how he lost the weight, and he's like, you know, I had a lot of underlying issues that I wasn't dealing with, and I think that's so important. Like, he's touching on mental health in that moment. He's touching on, without going into actual, like, specifics, he's letting us know, hey, I had to do a lot of self-reflection and then, like, basically choose my body and my well-being over anything else so I could provide for my family. Like, that's role model shit right there. Like, you could have won that challenge. You could have won your fourth season of the challenge and walked away and been like, ah, fuck it, I still got it. He went the other way. He was like, you know what, I'm gonna be a better person. And I just think that's so inspirational and 100% worthy of the title fatherly figure.
Yes. Yeah. Hot bud. Fatherly figure.
Yes. But as Vern said, CT wasn't the only winner. Amber B, she crushed it. She won the challenge on her first season. Like, holy crap.
I mean, and she didn't get carried either. So congrats on pulling your weight. We'll work on the math another day. Mm-hmm. But you really, math aside, killed it, Amber B. So hats off to you.
Absolutely. And, like, it was really cool for her to have that moment, like, obviously, Fessy didn't want her as a partner, and then, like, she gets to go to the final, and she gets to dominate, and she just, like, proved people wrong. Mm-hmm. And that must have felt so good. And now she gets to walk away with half of $900,000. Like, that's crazy.
That's $450,000, Tori.
I didn't want to do it and get it wrong, so I played it safe.
Okay, well, I did it for you.
I played it safe.
You don't even play.
I got so nervous. I was like, just say what I know. Say what I know.
Her half of $900,000. That's why you're my friend. It's okay.
I love you.
But I can't. I mean, I'm sure Fessy just looks at it like, damn, like, that could have been me.
Dude,
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
But that is the best revenge. So
everyone was going after Fessy, man. This whole season is.
I mean,
let's talk about it.
It's not that he didn't deserve it.
I mean, he walked in there and was like, all right, I'm going to do whatever I want. And people are going to have to deal with it. And we all talked about it.
Yes. And that's, like, no shade to Fessy, but, like, you did this. It's not like people came after you when we're like, you know what? We're just going to make up shit about you and talk shit about you and to you.
Right.
I just hope that, like, this is, like, a learning opportunity for him.
Yeah.
I really do.
I mean, after we talked to him on the podcast episode that he came on, like, he was really clear. He was like, I don't know if I'm going to come back and be center field and, like, bring it more back down to earth if I go on another season or if I'm going to go full-fledged villain again. And I think that, like, he is teetering on, like, possibly just doing it again, pulling another fuck it season.
I don't want him to pull another one of those. I'm getting that energy. I need him to just redirect that energy and play a, like, a kind of F it. And, like, just, I told him, play shortstop. Listen, yeah. People, like, great position. Everything's, yeah. You get to play a lot in that position.
Yeah.
And, right? Isn't that what he always talks about? He just wants a chance to play.
Yeah.
Well, get in the game, Fess.
Yeah. And I also think it's like, dude, come on. You, everybody, it's not like you're the only one. Oh, Fessy, you're going to be the one stuck with a partner. Everybody had a partner. Like, Devin couldn't pull that rope up and I had to swing. Was I going to walk around and say I fucking hate my partner? I didn't even get the chance to play today. No. It's going to make my partner feel like shit.
We didn't have the chance to really play anyway, Tori. And you took my chance away that day, too, by telling Leroy the wrong thing. So, whatever. I got to swing out. Happy Peter Pan moment with you. I love you, my little fairy princess.
Sorry.
But it's fine. I'm really over it. I just like to bring it up because I like the face you make when I say it.
But defeat.
Yes. Speaking of Devin, though, we got a Devin first Big Brother, but Devin's kind of friends with Josh now.
Dude, I was on that trip with them in Mexico. I took those photos of them.
I facilitated that trip.
Well,
James did. So shout out to my best friend, James, who really got the trip in order. But yeah, I was supposed to be there, but I had to go on All Stars. And you guys are in Mexico. You, Devin, Josh.
Yep.
Just having the times of your life. Just hugging.
God, we had so much fun. Like, that trip made me so close to Dave, aka Devin, and Josh. And, like, I text Dave as much as I text you, Anissa. Like, we talk all the time. Like, we're so close now because of that. And so, like, watching that reunion back, it's funny because obviously, like, we're still playing into, like, whatever happened on the season. And he refuses to admit that he couldn't pull up that rope. But, Anissa, you know Devin could not pull up that rope. Come on.
No. That was a van moment. That was where he should have just left the rope in the van.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Well, let's talk about Devin going at Big Brother again, because like you said, like, Josh and Devin are now friends. And but like, I think it's so interesting. You literally hear Josh say, well, this was my first season with Devin. I didn't know what to expect. And then I got that from him. That was exactly how I felt the first time I met Devin. I did a show with him called Second Chances. And our rivalry stems from a real rivalry. I did not like him. There was one point in time where I was the Josh to Devin's Josh. Like, we hated each other that much. If you guys go back and watch Are You the One Second Chances, you will understand that that rivalry was very, very real. So I understand why Josh felt some type of way towards Devin, because until you understand him, you can easily feel triggered by him.
Yeah, he's the type that gets to you mentally and emotionally if you allow him to. And I know his game, so I'm just like, steer clear. Yeah. And I think that Devin versus Big Brother was a fun thing to say. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he really hates Big Brother. Like, in his soul. But I think it's easy to mess with them. So that's why he does it. Because they play along.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Fessy and Josh are like two big kids.
Yeah.
They're like, no, what'd you say about my club? It's cool as shit.
I'm
part of Big Brother.
Yeah.
Like, so I get it. Not you defend your show. Your bitch ass.
Every time he says that, every time I hear that, I literally get hungry for nachos. Nacho bitch ass.
Yeah. I think of nachos, too.
I want nachos so bad right now. Like, shit. Oh, man. Well, let's talk about a relationship that was way better than Devin versus Big Brother. Let's talk about Cam and Leroy, because they were the cutest. I mean, they were so powerful. I don't even want to say
babe. Is that babe?
Wait, is that what she would say in the house? Or he would?
No, when she was skydiving and he was like, is that babe?
Yeah.
Like, look at babe, look at thick. Like, it's just their whole, like, you have to know Leroy. He is one of the funniest people I've ever met.
So funny.
And then you have Cam, who is 25, 26, going on like, going on 40. Like, the wisdom of an old wise woman. She is, I mean, their relationship is amazing. They pray together. They have their vision board. They have they're just so good together. I've known Leroy for a long time. And like Nani says, he has been a fuckboy. And to find somebody who really just balances you out, shows you your worth, and is willing to work with you and through things with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just great for each other.
Yeah.
And I love to see it.
And
it's healthy.
It's so healthy, yeah. You know, we had dinner with Cam when you guys got home from the challenge. We all met up in Philly for a little bit, and we had some dinner. And, like, she was talking about moving in with him. And what I love the most about Cam is that she was, like, asking for advice about living with him. And even though she comes off as this person, and she does know so much and she's so confident, she's always the type of person who is willing to learn more. And in that moment when she was like, what was it like when you lived with Jordan? Like, do you have any advice for me? I was like, wow, like, you just want to better yourself. And, like, I think that around Leroy is making him who he is. Not that he's not already amazing, but, like, he said it himself, he's grown so much with her. So I think that they're an incredible couple. Hats off. Hats off to Kim.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Hats off to Kim and Leroy.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about another budding relationship. Okay. I'm not going to call it a romance. Maybe. Uh-huh. A bromance. Uh-huh. Tori and Devin.
Ah, oh, it's my babe. It's my guy. That's the one, man. He's the one. I would choose to run a final with him over anyone else except for you and Issa, just because it would complete my life. Like, I get why Nani and Leroy want to run with each other. That's what I want to do with Dave.
Right? And I think he handled himself really well in the reunion. Because, like, it's like night and day with the fights and, like, the taunting. And then you just see, like, real Devin. He was, like, trying to make a TV show.
Yeah.
And I get that part. And Kyle's the same way. And I think that's why they're so close. Yeah. Because they both have the same goal. Like, we're here to win $1 million. But right. We're also here to make a good TV show.
Right.
Totally. How do we make this entertaining? Because, one, we want to have fun where we are. And we also, you know, want this show to last.
Yeah.
And we want to make good television. And I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make a show that I want to watch.
Totally. I agree. And I'm with them on that. And that's why it's important to just not take it too personally or seriously. But the people who do take it personally and seriously make for the best TV show also. So it's like, we know what we're doing when we sign up for this shit. That's just what it comes down to, you know?
We do.
But let's talk about something that broke my heart and then put my heart back together. And then, yeah, let's talk about CT and Big D.
I know.
How did you feel? Like, that was, like, the first time they actually talked.
Yeah. So I just felt bad because Big T tried so hard. And I think that she had to face a lot of stuff that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy scary for her. She also opened up about a lot of personal things this season.
Mm-hmm.
About her family, about everything. And Big T has an insane story, and she is one of the strongest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Just has persevered. Like, she's just so strong. So, you know, coming into this season, I think, and wanting a better outcome than past seasons, you know, and then teaming up with CT and, like, winning challenges together to having her feelings hurt and her getting traded in, and then Cam getting stolen, and then CT and Big T are back together. Like, they had a lot of ups and downs in their friendship and in their game.
Definitely. And to see them, like, talk, and, like, for CT to, like, be apologetic and understanding, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them in the future to reconnect. And obviously, Anissa, like, I don't have anything against Big T for what she did to us. You don't, right? I mean, they were the ones in charge.
Of course not. I mean, I can't believe she executed it. So good on her. Like,
right.
It,
yeah.
It sucked, but it happened. Yeah. And to be honest, I didn't know that she was, like, this mastermind behind it until watching the show.
Right. But me either.
It's part of the game. And I get it. I get why she did it.
Yeah. And then obviously we have that moment where Amber M calls us mean girls. And I love that you stood up for us, and obviously you especially, which is so true. I mean, you're not a mean girl, so you shouldn't take that title on. It's like you said in the past, and you said this while we were there, but they actually didn't air it. Like, there's so many clips of girls being actual mean girls on the show.
Right.
Like, to me, a mean girl is, like you said, taking your suitcase, throwing it in the pool, like, fucking with your bed, like, doing something crazy. No, what we were trying to do, or at least what I was trying to do, because you just got dragged into my shit. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Just, like, I'm your friend.
Yeah, I was just strategizing, trying to give myself the best opportunity, because obviously I have lost in multiple eliminations, so I'm just trying to give myself what I think would be the best chance. Going up against somebody with the least amount of experience, to me, makes – not even the least. There was a bunch of rookies. So technically a lot of them were inexperienced in terms of the challenge.
Right.
And then obviously just going off of size alone, which is I feel bad picking it. I didn't think it was picking on somebody, but I can see that she feels like she was picked on. And that's why I feel sorry, because I don't want her to feel like, you know, I don't want her to feel bad about who she is. She's fucking actually funny. She's
bold as shit. We've all been in that spot, though. Not saying it's right, but like Johnny went home on his first challenge. Like I've gone home, you know, even after my first challenge, the first elimination with my partner. Mm-hmm. Like we've all gotten thrown in.
Right.
I've been there, so totally get it.
Yeah. Yep, yep. She was quick to be like, oh, Fessy was up Tori's ass the whole season, you know, and then that obviously stirred up that start of that conversation.
I think that it was good that they brought this up just because I feel like you haven't been that vocal about it and you haven't had a chance, both of you, at the same time to clear up the rumors.
Yeah, totally. There's been so many out
it's
there.
It's just we all, you live and you learn, and when the road gets tough, sometimes we take a detour that we normally wouldn't have.
That's exactly it.
And unfortunately, we're on television, so our detours are public detours. And this is the best way that I can explain it. It's just, you know, it's our lives are public.
And I think that's like, it just doesn't really, actually, let me just say it like this. It's not like I went to Turks and Caicos with Fessy so that I could create more drama in my life.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I was already so stressed out from what was going on. Obviously, I got eliminated by you. Was so happy for you, but so sad that I lost. And go home, and then within a week of going home, the breakup happened. And then I had to move back across the country in with my mom. Like, and I love my mom, too, but I'm saying this is... Shout out to Barb. But this was all so... It was all so much so quick, and I think that, like, I don't ever really show how hurt I am. Like, if you saw me, if you were a fly on my wall in my house at that time, you would be like, oh, shit, she's in the gutter. She's in the trenches of her life right now. Like, she's trying to pick back the pieces up. I was kind of doing whatever I could do to make myself feel better. And like you said, I took a detour that I probably wouldn't have taken had I not been in a better spot in my life. So I'm not making any excuses. You guys can think what you want to think about it. I'm letting you know now that this many months post-breakup, I am in a much better spot. I am single as fuck. I am so happy, and you guys can say what you want to say about it, but there is nothing going on between Fessy and I. We are literally just friends. So
it's all about Anissa and Tori's relationship with each other. That is a toe-mance and only a toe-mance. We just hold each other's toes, and that's it. That's as far as we're going because, you know, we're trying to reserve space in our hearts and nurture our friendships.
Yes. Well, we're going to leave off with where basically this reunion left us off at, and that was the Felsy and Nelson thing.
The Felsen and Nessie thing. I'm not excited to, but I am looking forward to seeing how this conversation is going to go between the two of them.
Right. We're definitely going to get more in part two of this reunion, so I am excited to watch it. I'm also excited to talk to Melissa Casanovas on this episode. It's going to be so exciting to hear about the behind the scenes of all of this stuff because it's a lot to put it together, and production did such a killer job making this reunion
amazing. I mean, we had to wear face shields that looked like we were in space. I mean, they all had our they were in all different boxes. They had our names on it. Our water had our names on it. They came out with new like they were so cool. We all had our own green room. We all had our own car. I mean, shouts out to Melissa Casanovas and everyone else for the job that they did. Yes, I cannot wait to talk to her and hear what she has to say about the reunion.
Let's dive in.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right, guys. Well, we are so excited for this part of the podcast because we finally get to have another showrunner slash producer on the show. It's been so long since we've got to interview somebody on production. We've had castmate after castmate. And now we are finally getting to talk to Melissa Casanovas, the woman who saved my life at the reunion. And you're going to hear all about it. So, Melissa, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm so happy to be here. Good to see you guys.
God, literally. I can't even imagine what you deal with on your side because reunions are, and me and Anissa were saying it, our least favorite part of the production because
it's
like where you have to deal with all the bullshit. It's like you can't run from what you did this season. You're going to talk about it here.
Yeah, it's like one group therapy session that no one signed up for.
And that's the fun
part. Why are we here?
Yeah, that's the fun part for us is we get everyone at the point of like, why do we have to relive this again? And it's like, please come sit here for 18 hours and let's talk.
Totally.
You know, but we always get it done. So
yeah.
Kudos to you guys.
Yeah. And for anyone who maybe doesn't know who you are, would you just explain your role at MTV and specifically on The Challenge?
Sure. Yeah. So my role at MTV is I am an executive producer for kind of like specials. So a lot of like live events or studio specials. So a lot of the reunions, I don't just do The Challenge reunion. I done them for Bama, Jersey Shore, Siesta Key, X on the Beach. So my team does a lot of those kind of, you know, reunion type specials for MTV. And I've been in and out of MTV since 2002 when I graduated college. So almost,
no way.
Almost 20 years. I started on TRL.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sisters in two decades with MTV. Yeah. That's you and I'm.
Yeah.
I love
And even when I left MTV, I was still lingering at Viacom where there was like Nickelodeon or VH1 just bouncing around. But for the last 4 years, I've been back and doing Challenge reunions, which is great. Wow.
So what would you say is your favorite show to work on or have worked on?
I mean, TRL was pretty fun because I was like 21 and every celebrity and their mother was coming through. So, you know, you had like Britney and Justin at their limelight and, you know, any celebrity who was was popping in. And so that was always fun. And then, but now, I mean, I have a little team that works with me and, you know, we love The Challenge because we just love watching it. Like, I mean, I watched Challenge as a fan when I was younger. So just being able to work on it now, you know, it's a fun show to get to produce because it doesn't take a lot of effort from our end. Like we want to watch it anyway. Like we want to know half the stuff we're asking. So that's always a happy time in our life when Challenge comes around.
That's so exciting. And like, it's really cool because obviously we had a big break because of COVID. So we didn't have the opportunity to do the reunion live last time. So how long did it take to prepare for this one, adding in the COVID aspect to everything?
I was so happy that we were back in person because let me tell you, the doing it remote, as I'm sure you both remember, it's a whole nother struggle. Like getting everyone gear and then having you set up the gear. And some people are more technically challenged than others and internet issues. And, you know, Anissa's friend was there helping. So like she had it nailed and Tori, you had your setup, but there was a few people who like, you know, that was a struggle for.
Totally.
But this time around, you know, it wasn't too bad, but there's the COVID of it all. So we have to like get everyone tested before they fly. And then once you're there, you know, getting everyone tested again and then just, you know, begging people to stay put in the hotel. I think that's like the hardest thing, I'm sure.
Oops.
For you guys to do. It's like coming to New York, you want to go out and it's like, no, stay in your room, please. But, you know, this has been our, I think, third or fourth show we've done in COVID in person. So we were kind of well prepared coming into the challenge. Everyone was kind of used to wearing masks and, you know, 6 feet apart and, you know, unfortunately, this time around, we can have less people on the stage because we can't jam pack everyone in like we normally would. You know, I think we've kind of mastered that. And hopefully the next time around, we can go back to having 20, 30 people in a room and getting more folks in there.
Yeah. I mean, you guys did an amazing job for folks that don't know. I mean, they had we were all in different rooms. I said this last time, like we were, everything was so carefully done and you guys put so much work into it. So thank you for making sure that our safety and our health was like your number one priority.
Yeah. Thank you guys for everyone who followed the rules, except Mr. Nelson's the one guy who botched it for us. Yeah. He didn't take his test and then we couldn't have him there in person.
I know.
It's so crazy Nelly because T. Nelson was technically in New York, but he was Skyping in from his hotel room, which is so crazy. It's like he was amazing. There. He just wasn't there.
Only Nelly T. It's like only Nelson would do that.
And he's such a nice guy.
Ample time.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, we love Nelson. He's such a nice guy. But I was just like, dude, like there was just a miscommunication. We thought he was going to, he had told us he was traveling one day. He didn't. And then he didn't tell us. And then once he traveled, we didn't catch it in time to give him that pre-test, which you need, you know, to make sure that obviously everyone's staying safe before they fly. And unfortunately we weren't allowed to have him on set, which is why he was remote from his hotel room.
You know, Nelly T, just follow the directions from now on, Nelly.
Yeah,
totally.
But he brought it remotely, so we'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did.
You know what I always find super interesting is like when we were filming the reunion, we were recording it in different segments. And then when you watch it back, you see it in this like seamless storyline.
Yeah.
But like while we're there, we're getting questions thrown at us that aren't exactly, it doesn't make sense. So like, how do you make that process for choosing storylines, or how do you even like develop what you shoot and then what airs?
I mean, I think like as far as what storylines we cover, you know, it's the big stuff, right? That everyone, like the fans are kind of talking about week after week. You know, we want to make sure it doesn't feel like we're specifically just talking about one person the whole time. So some of the storylines are broader, like we'll do the big blow up so we can get a bunch of different moments in there, and kind of, it's always better when it's this group convo, right? Than these like one-on-ones, although sometimes you want the one-on-one convo. So it's really just like whatever the audience reacted to, you know, obviously if someone hooks up, if someone gets into an argument, if someone betrays someone, we know we're going to talk about it, right? That's usually the big stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we just don't film it with you guys in order, because for this one, we had certain people remote. So it's like, hey, Nam's calling in from Germany. We're not going to have him call in 2 days in a row. So we'll just shoot his two segments back to back. And then, you know, we'll put them where they have to go once we get into the edit.
Right.
I have a question that it just came to me.
Yeah.
Since you've been doing the challenge, I mean, doing reunions and things like that, do you think it makes a difference how like the cast reacts to certain questions without an audience present?
You know, I was just thinking about that after this one, because it was, as much as, you know, I love giving the fans what they want, it was nice not having an audience. It's a different layer of just headache on the production side. We've got to get people in and out. Yeah. We've got to worry who's going to leak stuff. And, you know, it's hard to kind of predict that when you've got 100 people in there, you don't really know, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I think, you know, sometimes the audience is great because I think it gives you guys energy, right? You know, some people show a little bit more for the audience, or just the energy in the room goes up. But I think sometimes when it's a more sensitive issue, people feel like they can open up more if there's not a bunch of strangers in the room. So it's 100%. Give and take. I think it really depends on what you're talking about. I think it was nice on this one. I didn't miss it. Definitely. Sorry.
Yeah, no, me either. And I think you're absolutely right. Like, I think it's like on the challenge. Yeah, of course, we know that there are a million people that watch the show, but we don't have to see the million people watching the show. Like, we get to go home. Maybe we see you comment on Instagram, but like, that's if we even go on. We don't have to see it. But when you're filming a reunion, if there's a live audience there, it's like you're looking in the eyes of someone who's judging you or thinking about you. So how could you not wonder, like, oh my gosh, like, it can make somebody second guess themselves for sure. And like, for anything that you guys potentially have dug up, you know, it's like, oh shit, now I have to deal with this in front of fans. So like, obviously, you know, we see these pictures from allegedly me and Fessy. Who really knows if that's the backside of my body or not?
I do.
Okay, so probably 95% chance it was me.
A lot of people vacation together. A lot of people go to Turks.
That's what we do, right? That's just like
I didn't
what
go
happens.
To Turks. Still upset. I wasn't there.
Fine. I just want to know, like, what kind of research does the team do to find off-camera drama? Like, does it come to you guys, or you just kind of like look at forums to see what's blowing up?
We definitely have someone on our team because, you know, look, there's certain cast members who just you need to go on Instagram Live all the time. And then there's certain people who don't go on social media at all, right?
Right.
So, and there's 30 of you sometimes, you know, in a season. So we definitely have someone on the team who's kind of assigned to just being mindful of what people are posting. And more so specifically, if they're reacting to something in the show or calling someone out, right? Like, I generally don't care if you, you know, had brunch on Sunday with your friends, but if you're going to get on Instagram Live and say you're the greatest competitor of all time, like, we probably want to talk about that, you know?
Totally.
So we definitely have someone who's kind of monitoring, you know, Instagram or Twitter to see if anyone's popping off on each other, or even if it's playful or funny.
You know who you need to hire? You could have an intern, not even have to pay him. You just get one of these, like, 17-year-old super fan, like, that do all, like, the tea pages and shit. Have them do it, because they seem to find everything.
Yeah.
They're making up stuff. I'm like, who in the cast has been talking to these pages? Because that's only stuff that the cast would know.
It also sucks. Like, you know, everyone works so hard, like, from production to cast to, you know, everyone in post, like, to put a show together. And it's like, I don't love when we see who the winner is before episode one is even aired. Like, it just, you know, it sucks. Like, and even as a fan, I don't want to know. Like, I want to watch the show.
Watch the show.
Right. Not, and you know. I've heard people say, like, oh, it's, you know, I don't care if we know who won. Like, I'm still going to watch. But for me personally, I get really offended because of all the work we do just being there and living through it. I want people to watch the show like, this is my career, this is my livelihood. I want it to be exciting for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't ruin it for other people. So it's kind of like telling the end of the movie. Like,
yeah.
And for us, like, we're always, I mean, even on reunion specifically, like, we're always hunting. Like, we had one reunion, I think it's before we started going to London, where literally as reunion was happening, one of those, you know, whether it was one of the blogs or whatever, we're like posting like real-time updates. And I literally was like, go around right now and see who has a phone out, because, you know, we don't want it to get out there. Like, what's the point of shooting and putting something out there? So it's, you know, it's hard. Like, we never have been able to nail, you know, who exactly it is, you know.
He or she works for MTV.
It's the $1 million question we ask ourselves at MTV all the time. Like, anyone who I know who works on the show, we're always like trying to figure out who put this out there, who got it out there. But
not only do you need one of these T-page 17-year-olds, you also need a hacker. So any hackers, I'm going to need you to find Melissa Casanovas so we can find some IP addresses and nail this son of a bitch.
Yes. Yeah, because it sucks. You guys put in so much work to obviously make this show run. Like, even before we get onto the reunion stage, you call all of the people coming to the reunion, not you personally, but like, you know, whoever calls, and they're like, hey, like, so, like, what are, like, this is pretty much what we're going to ask you about, what's going on here. So you literally do, like, interviews with people before we even get there. So we're, like, mentally preparing ourselves, like, okay, I'm going to verbal battle this week. Who am I going to be going up against, you know? So I'm curious, though, which cast member gave you the most tea coming into the reunion call? Spill the tea, Melissa, do it.
Oh, man, I can't put people on blast like that, because then next reunion, I'm not going to get any answers.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I will say on this one, there wasn't a lot of, we do pre-interview everyone, right? Just to get a sense of where everyone is headspace wise. We always like, is there anything anyone wants to address? Stuff that hasn't, that didn't air, that they feel like they want to call someone out on or whatever. But this time around, we didn't get a lot of like, here's the big secret, you know, we get sometimes like, hey, look, I'm not going to say anything, but you may want to ask, you know, blah, blah, blah about this. So it's not, you know, it's kind of like doing a little bit of the dirty work, but they don't fully commit.
I think this season was a little bit different, though. I feel like we didn't have, like, these scandalous hookups. Right. Like, we didn't have these blowouts.
Speak for yourself, Anissa.
I mean, I made out with someone, clearly. I don't remember, but it did. And
yeah, there wasn't
real big secrets where they're like, oh, so Anissa, do you want to reveal who was sleeping with each other? I'm like, nope, not saying it.
Even though I know, I'm just
going to take it to the grave.
Bomb drop this season, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because there were people who hooked up, actually, but, like, nobody seemed to really care. Like,
well, everyone's so serious right now, too, about the actual, like, competing. The challenges have gotten, you know, that much more difficult than they did when you were, like, looking at Inferno or Gauntlet or whatever. So back then, everyone's, like, drinking and, like, yeah, we're going to go run a mile, but we're also going to get shit-faced tonight. Now it's, like, everyone's working out and, you know, training to, like, fall off a mountain. So
bring back the fun, Melissa. That's what I'm saying. Bring back the
fun. Let's do it. Totally. We'll take you back to the island.
Oh
no,
that one wasn't.
No, fun. I actually denied that season. I declined that one. That was the first one. I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
no, Fletcher. I'm not going. We're sleeping in what? It's going to be like Survivor for like a couple months. No.
That's always everyone's like, that's the worst season I had to go through. Well, dude,
look at all the scars. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot, dude. I mean, there's so much. There's so much that can go into all of this. Like, we could sit here and think about the amount of footage that you cover in a reunion. Like, we were sitting there for, what, 12 hours?
Each day.
Each day. So how much footage did you guys actually get?
So I would say this one around was actually the
shorter,
easiest for you guys as far as day goes, because even though you were there maybe for 12 hours, because, you know, you're getting there early to get touch-ups,
get ready,
and the mic everyone, and we have a meal break and blah, blah, blah. I think we actually shot each time for about 5 hours, mm-hmm. where, you know, sometimes we usually do these in one day. Because of COVID, we actually had to do it in 2 days because, you know, we don't want to force everyone in a room unmasked for 18 hours. But I mean, some of those London ones and, you know, the ones before, like shooting for like 12, 15 hours. So that all gets chopped down to, you know, thankfully now we're doing 90-minute reunions, which actually helps us because we can squeeze in more content. But it's a lot that we have to hunt through. And that's why we're always telling everyone, like, we're going in circles. You know, some people like to go in circles, or we just bring up stuff that, like, we're not going to get, like, we're moving past, and people keep going and going. And part of the reason we're like, guys, we got to move on is because we know we have to sit in an edit and like scan through this.
Right.
It just eats up more time, you know, and more time for you guys to sit on that stage, and then you can't pee. And everyone on that show, like, I've never met a bigger group of adults who can't hold in their pee than the challenge. Like, we could take an hour break for a meal. We could come off of a 15-minute, you know, bathroom smoke break, and like 20 minutes in, it's like you can hear on people's, I really gotta go. I gotta go right now. If we don't stop, I'm gonna pee my pants. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like,
little babies.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You're so right about that self. Like, you guys have to edit almost while you're watching us talk. But like, I had this moment where I was watching like some people talk, and I was like, oh my God, like CT is going on and on about this apology for Big T, which I get it. He really felt some type of way about it. But we were like 15 minutes into that apology.
Oh, I looked at Devin. I was like, this guy, should we leave? Should we go?
He didn't even register. Like he just, I think it was so heartfelt for him. I think he had so much to say that he didn't even realize, okay, we're 15 minutes into this apology now. CT or Big T has forgiven you at minute two. Like we're okay, CT.
Yeah, I think
it must be so much work.
He felt, I think, really bad and just, you know, wanted to get it out there. And some people are, you know, a little bit more long-winded in their explanations and stuff than others in the cast, you know. But he, you know, I think it was important for him to get that out there. So glad that he made it clear that, you know, he realized what he did wrong, and it's good that they were such a great duo this season. I think it was so fun watching him make her a better competitor and her kind of softening him a bit. So it was nice.
Yeah. It was a nice dynamic. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, do you have a favorite cast member that you enjoy in the reunion setting? Or like, what do you think makes for a good cast member in the reunion?
Well, I think on stage, obviously someone, yes. I mean, I think Anissa's smiling at me, but both of you, and I asked the team, and I'll show you the emails. I'm going to do the podcast. Like, who are our favorite, you know, like, cause they talk to you guys sometimes more than I do, cause I'm in the control room or behind the scenes, and Tori and Anissa were on everyone's list. Devon's always a team favorite just because, you know, she's just responsible, does what she needs to do, brings it. The UK folk, as far as like following directions and like being on time, are all really good at that. Like, they're just
really
on it and super nice, and like there's never an issue with the UK folk. So I don't know if it's the water, but they're great.
I think it's the alcohol. I think they're just always drunk.
Yeah. And I think on stage, it's, you know, it's, I mean, you guys are both really honest when you're on stage. And I think that's what really helps. I mean, we're there to like hash stuff out, say what it is, and move on. And I think when you have cast members that do that and realize that, you know, we get better content versus having someone who's like, well, I don't know why we have to talk about this. Like, this is, this was, you know, 2 months ago at this point, we're done. And it's just like, we're just going to spin our wheels here. And there are some people who unfortunately, you know, shut down a little bit more. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, why are you here?
we've seen it on our podcast. We've had some people who were very hard to interview. Me and Amy were like doing so we have so much respect for the amount of like effort it goes into pulling something out of somebody. Cause we're sitting over here like, Jesus, say something interesting, you know?
Right.
You
know, no,
or just say anything.
Thank you to you guys. Because I really do think it's like, it's people who are like you who are just willing to be open. You know what I mean? And I think that's part of a commitment you make when you put yourself in front of a camera. You know, fortunately, like, you have to be open and owning up to whatever you did in the season. And, you know, it just makes the day that much faster and the content that much better when you are. And I think, Anissa, you know, we all love your one-liners and the faces you make when you're watching people talk is like always reunion gold. It's always series gold, just your green screens, but like it's just always gold. So
because I think in the moment I clearly am not thinking. I literally am just being there. And then I almost feel like I'm not at the reunion. I'm just listening to a bunch of people talk in circles. I'm like, why don't we just say how we really feel?
What are you guys
even talking about? I felt like I was part of the chair with a really big wedgie from my bodysuit. And that was it.
I like when you step in and you're like, let me just paraphrase this for everyone else who cannot.
For those who didn't understand, one thing that CT just said 20 minutes, he is sorry. All right. Next question.
We're going to have you host. We'll have you host when you wrap up competing.
I
think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She would kill it.
You can call everyone out on their shit. It.
I'll be like, back to, all right. All right, Fessy. Put the mirror down. Take the coat off. Let's talk about how you really feel.
He'd be like, what are feelings?
Oh my God. So I know from being on so many reunions, and I know that things get super heated. I've seen people punch people. I've seen girls get in girls' faces. I feel like with the times that we're in and like what's going on and the fact that I don't think a lot of people on that stage had like beef with each other. Mm-hmm. Were you guys still prepared? And like, if so, how do you guys prepare for anything unexpected?
Yeah. Yeah. We always have security there. We certainly don't want anyone to get into a fight. You know, we've had it happen. I personally used to produce Love and Hip Hop reunions.
Girl.
I've had shoes thrown, you know, like those have been intense. But the challenge has not been anything like that, although we have had, you know, smaller incidents. So one thing we do besides having just security there and ample security, I think it's like one security guard for like every two people, like they are there, is we also take into consideration where we're going to sit you. Mm-hmm. So if two people really like are going to go at it or we're nervous that the wrong thing may tick someone off, we try to put you on opposite sides of the floor.
Yeah, but
to prevent
Tori next to Fessy.
I was gonna bring that
but
up.
Then you put Fessy and Josh.
Tori was gonna get up and smack Fessy.
Right. Fessy and Josh.
Well, what if we started having sex?
Standards wouldn't let me air it anyway. So there's a difference between like putting people away from each other so that they don't fight, and then putting people near each other that we know are gonna have conversations with each other.
Yeah.
Right? So we want people that are gonna be talking closer together so that way we can take a two shot and see you in the shot. I didn't think Tori was going to get up and smack Fessy.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was a pretty decent move. You know, in this one, that didn't really come to play a lot in this one because there wasn't, like you said, any big, you know, even Deb and Josh, like,
they're fine.
You know, they had been on vacation with each other, so we weren't really nervous there.
I know. So
this one was a little bit more randomized, but we have done it in the past where we've just been a little cautious. Same thing with hotels. Mm-hmm. So if people are really gonna fight, look like Turbo Jordan, you're at the same hotel, right? Like people who really have gotten physical, we have like said, okay, let's put a group over here, a group over here, and let's just keep the people that may go at it at separate places.
Yeah.
But what's even more bizarre, like how did you edit out all of Tori's horrible posture poses?
You didn't like that?
Because when you were like getting Fessy and Tori and Josh like in the same shot, I mean, how did you not get all these wide leg spread breathing postures?
There are a few of those.
There are?
You haven't seen part two yet, have you?
Oh! I'm so ready.
You did have a few, like...
Yeah.
I can't wait.
For the most part, you sat up. You sat up for the most part.
I can't wait.
Like it helps to cut the tension a little bit when you look a little relaxed. So maybe I looked like, you know...
You were like in an airplane seat when you're trying to sit and you don't know if I'll sleep this way or if I'll sleep better like this. Like, definitely did
that's exactly what it was.
My problem was I bought my outfit the night before. I don't know why I did. I bought the biggest size pants that I could get in the store. I'm like on this like weight gain journey trying to build more muscle. And so I'm gaining some weight right now and I love every bit of it, but I could not fit in those pants. So my camel toe was so bad. I mean, I could have wore a flip flop on it. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep.
That's amazing. That's the best thing. I can't believe you said I could have put a flip flop.
Now I'm gonna
on
need
it
to go back in the cut and like just make sure we're
zoom in and give it a face.
Yeah. Oh no. So okay, let's just talk about it.
We're getting and there.
We gotta get there. Because get in we're there. Here. So like, do you ever warn cast members what's going to be talked about so that they don't feel blindsided? And I know we've already had this conversation, so your answer is going to make complete sense. And I know the answer to this, but I think the people should know.
So no, the answer is no. We don't, as Tori learned, we don't warn cast members. You know, I think the intention is not to blindside because most of the stuff we show or all the stuff we show it's stuff that was filmed in front of cameras or publicly out there on social media.
Yeah, right.
I think what happens sometimes is it doesn't air in the series and it's like, oh, good. Don't have to deal with that shit.
Right.
And then comes reunion and it's like, hey, here's a deleted scene. And it's like, now I gotta what? You know, or like pictures on social media. And it's like, so I think, you know, it's not that we're trying to blindside. It's all stuff that's out there. We don't give anyone a heads up about anything.
Yeah.
Because then we're dealing with 30 people being like, well, nope, I'm not going to talk about this. And I'm only going to say that. And it's just kind of like, that's not the point of the reunion. So, you know, my best advice is like, if
you're prepared for anything,
if you saw a photo on the internet with someone else on the challenge, be ready to talk about it. And you know, if you do something in the house and there's like cameras everywhere, like Ashley put a jacket over her head and we still showed it, so
right.
Yeah, totally. I mean, idiots. Yeah, I feel like also people would then, if you were to give a heads up, would just self-edit and then just have these like very produced ways of talking about real things, and then it would seem not as authentic to me. So
right. And I think like there's, you guys know what's coming generally, and it's not like we say, hey, we're shooting tomorrow, please come here. So I think you do have ample time to like, you know, mentally prepare. It's so hard in the moment because you're just like and now you know you're having this conversation with 20 people, but you know, we try to find the balance, but unfortunately, like, my best advice is like, watch out for 17-year-olds at your resort in Turks and Caicos.
Like, what listen, the hell? I mean, like, what?
Listen, it's probably MTV. They probably hired private investigators.
It wasn't
guaranteed. Not
I got the picture, like, you know, we reached out to to get the photos, like to put them in the show.
Oh my God. So you reached out to the person who had the photos?
Well, I had to get permission.
Shut the front door. So you know who
this
took
kid
photos
was on vacation with its parents.
Yeah, it's not anyone. It's not anyone you would know.
Oh my gosh.
For a second was like, is this a cast member? You know, cause I didn't know.
Totally. Yeah.
But it's some kid. Not kid. It's like a, you know, a person above 18 years old, but it was a fan. It's just a fan who happened to be there.
So you know the person who sold me out to the world that I went on vacation.
I do. Listen, and I will not give up their name.
Listen, and I totally get that, but I'm going to take you out for a lot of margaritas one day, Melissa. You better believe it because I'm going to find out.
A part of me at first was like, is this, you know, like someone that like maybe like that like, you know, I wanted to like, did someone like really try to like sneak it to the press that, you know, but it's,
wow.
I was hesitant at first, but then it was just
so you thought it
had
been me. You thought I would have been leaking it?
I mean, like the thought crossed my mind, not you, but like, you know, it's like people call Page Six sometimes. And so, you know, who knows, or like, or someone, you know, maybe a a non-trustworthy person in your crew, but I don't think it was any of that. So your friends are solid. So
that's good to know. Okay.
It's just some rando super fan who happened to be eating nachos while you were getting a drink, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was probably my favorite reunion ever, even though I had that one moment after the whole Fessy situation, like nobody saw this, but I went back to my little room crying and Nisa held me. And Melissa, this is when you came in from the clouds as an angel of God and gave me the hug that cured my life. And I'll never forget that moment now, because it was like, these things can be so stressful if you don't, all we have is each other there. And you guys just held me like a little baby. And I really thank you. I can't thank you enough, honestly.
No.
For you guys just like calming me down in that
Never
moment.
Seen you that upset ever.
And you it wouldn't even lot. Know it if you watch it back, but I think I'm just like, you know, it's heavy. Like some of this stuff is heavy because it touches on bigger issues with my personal life. So mm-hmm. It's like, how is this going to unfold? I haven't seen the edit yet. What is it going to look like? But watching it back, I was actually cracking up because I look like an idiot and I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you in the moment. It was like, I don't think it's as bad as you think it's going to be. Like there were a lot of, it was like a fun conversation. I think, you know, your mind is, I'm sure, taking you to a million places because you were just going through it. So, but I'm glad that I felt so bad. I was like, oh no,
listen,
did we break Tori?
I think we don't know what's going to affect us until like, I mean, one, you're exhausted. You know, I had to get up at 6:30. I didn't feel well. I feel like a lot of things would have probably annoyed me more because I wasn't feeling well. And it is an exhausting process, but yeah, we really don't know what's going to affect us. Like, you know, what probably would have made me cry 12 months ago didn't this time. And then, you know, talking and from friends and having like a baby montage made me emotional because I felt very loved. So like it just, you really don't know how it's going to affect you. So I think that's the kind of nice organic process that happens, whether you end up in my arms sobbing or... You know, hopefully, like, it's kind of therapeutic in a way to, like, get through it and see that, like, it's not all that bad and it'll pass. And when you have people like Melissa working with you and not against you, you can see that it wasn't bad. You just, you look like an idiot with your lying back like a silly human.
I mean, I get you're sitting out there for so long, too. And I think sometimes, you know, to your point, you said it's exhaustion, right? Like, you just need a break and then your body just gives up and, you know, you start having this like panic and it's like the littlest thing. And even, you know, aside from what happened to you, like sometimes there's stuff that upset people and I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know this was an issue. And, you know, I think it's just like people reach their breaking point. Sometimes you don't realize you're close
to hair and makeup. Like shit like that. Like, oh, you guys don't have a makeup person for me. I totally lost it on one of them. It's I cried the whole time. I'm like, no one's going to give me a fucking tissue, like on stage bawling. It just happens.
Yeah.
And it does. Is that part exhaustion and this reliving of moments that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And aren't your proudest moment sometimes. And reliving it with self-awareness is something. Now, if you're still in your shit and you don't think you did anything wrong, messy, it doesn't affect you the same way it would affect someone who's trying to, you know,
grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, or totally. Less,
you know, held themselves accountable to the point where it's like, oh, okay, I did do something strange.
Yeah, it was weird. I got to get better. Yeah. You know what? You've had to deal with so much, Melissa. Obviously, you've seen so many reunions. And obviously, I know personally that you've dealt with some weird shit. So, like, are there any other crazy reunion stories that you could share with us?
Crazy reunion stories. Well, challenge-wise, I think the second World of Worlds 2 when we were in London.
Oh, yeah.
When that stuff was happening at the hotel, we just like, Leanne, who's another producer on the show, right, got a call. I happened to be in the room next door, walked over in my PJs, and we were just getting like random texts from people. At one point, the whole production team was like in our PJs, in Leanne's room, trying to figure out what was happening. It was like, I think it was like, Josh and Polly, are they fighting? Did someone get hurt? Do we need to send security? Where are people? Like, we were trying to like figure out where everyone was and to make sure everyone was safe. And, you know, that was a little difficult to do because we were like at different hotels and we were trying to get like people over there. I think my personal craziest reunion experience is not the challenge. Like I said, I have done reunions for Love and Hip Hop, and we did, I was lucky for me there for the infamous, like one where the whole cast kind of got into a brawl.
Oh, and, my God, I've seen those clips.
And we had to evacuate the audience as an emergency. Bottles were being thrown. We had to lock down rooms. The police came. It just, there was a lot of tension in that room, and it imploded right before we said, welcome to the reunion. Like, literally, they were counting down, like, we're going to start in 3, 2, 1. Someone said something under their mouth. Someone else said, what did you say? People got up, and it was like,
who was fighting?
This was like Jocelyn and Stevie. And,
I can imagine Benzino. All of that happening.
So it was just like, and we were just like caught. You know, we knew that there was going to be words had, but we were so caught off guard. And
come on, you saw that whole season. You thought that they were just going to speak?
No, but they were sitting on opposite sides. We didn't think they were going to get up and like come at each other before we even started shooting.
And it's crazy because these ladies are dressed to the nines when they go on there too. Yeah. I mean, wigs are on, dresses are on, jewels are on, like, bitch. And then it's a whole fight.
Mm-hmm. I also produced the Cardi B, what was the reason? That,
yes.
Like that, and she threw a shoe, like that was.
I love her though.
Yeah.
She's so I'm thankful that like challenge like is a little calmer. You guys don't throw shoes at each other. Love and Hip Hop has come a long way since then. Thankfully, I think. Everyone has self-reflected and looked in the mirror. It's like, nobody wants to see a female doing that anyway. And it's just like,
I don't want to see guys doing it. Humans. I don't want to see, we already have to see physical anybody. Shit yeah. all the time. Like watching hall brawl makes me cringe a little bit. So I'm like,
we can have conversations, hash out our beef and move on without it getting physical. So
That's because it gets physical in the show. That's because it's like, yo, you want to get physical next season? Let's go elimination. Like, we get physical on purpose, like in the game. So it's like, that's probably why we don't get so crazy at the reunions. I mean, I'm not talking about me. I would never get like that anyway, but other people could definitely do it, but we have an outlet. So it's pretty cool that we,
and that's where you should do it. You should take it out on the elimination floor. That's what it's there for.
100%. 100%.
It's the best way to beat somebody. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I can't fight you, let's go in here.
Yeah.
Right.
So we only have a few more questions for you. Mm-hmm. But one of the last things that I want to know is, what was one of your favorite movements?
What's your favorite movement from this season's reunion?
What?
Was diversity.
Yay. Oh, yes.
It was actually moments, but that is pretty much a movie moment.
I think it was great that the final was full of, you know, people of color and, you know, NCT.
NCT.
But it was nice. You know, I'm Latina, so it's nice to see how far, you know, television and the challenge specifically has come, and you know, Anissa like spearheading that and repping you know, for not only women but people of color all these years is great. You know, thank, I think,
yes,
more representation matters. Like, absolutely. If I had kids, I want them to look on TV and be like, oh, that person looks like me. Oh, I could do this shit too. But if you only see one type of person all the time, really limits your ability to think outside of that. And I want to represent, you know, all of them, all of these strong, like, we're women, like, we already have enough shit to deal with. Let's call it a period. 46 days out of the year I have cramps and I bleed. Like, that's like, we have to give birth if we choose to. There's just so much like expected of us in society. We're fighting for equal pay and
our bodies, everything.
Yeah. And then you slap color on it and it's like just this other level of like, really? Mm-hmm. And then you had to go do that. Mm-hmm. So fighting all of these battles, it was just amazing to be like, yeah, we made it all the way to the end.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I loved how, like, at the beginning of the season, we heard from everyone, like, they're just like, their past, their stakes, like, why it was so important to be here. And like, big, you know, Big T, Cam, like, everyone had like these great stories of, and it give you perspective of like, oh, okay, this is why you come back year after year and why this matters so much to you. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I know like it's fun and it's addicting and like it's great to like go out and travel the world and party. But so many people have like, you know, so many other reasons on why they choose to do this and sacrifice.
Absolutely. That's what I love about the challenge so much, is that like all of these issues are so important and you guys just amplify them in the best way possible. And then we have people like Anissa trailblazing for years on the show. So it's just, I love it so much.
It's making me emotional.
It's honestly the best show in the world. So proud to be a part of it.
Okay, thanks. Let's get me out of this space because I'm getting emotional. I want to know, Melissa, who is your dream challenge partner?
Ooh,
It could be an athlete. It could be a celebrity. It could be a challenger. It could be anybody,
male or female.
No, I'll pick a challenger.
Okay, make it fun. I mean, all right.
You know, it's hard not to say CT. You know, yeah. I think it's like, first of all, you know, when I was like 21 years old, I had a crush on him, right? So it's
who
like,
didn't?
You grow up, you know, watching him evolve, and he's always been, you know, hard to reach on the phone sometimes, has always been a really nice guy to us. And
still hard to reach.
And just, you know, I think has evolved so much. And I really did love seeing the way he interacted with Big T and how he kind of like really pulled out this like little inner beast of her, you know, and made her like a fierce competitor. And I think, you know, from that perspective, and also just like the man can eat, he's a beast, yeah. You know, I would feel totally. Pretty good having him on my side.
Yeah. So if he was be your dream partner, mm-hmm. and you would have to make a challenge Mount Rushmore, I guess that it would be safe to say that he's up there. Who else would make up this challenge Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, he's definitely up there. Landon, for me, I think would be up there. Mm. And he's like the one guy I wish would come back. Like, I'd love
me
to
too.
See that guy's face again. You know, he was like,
he was good.
I think if he would have kept going, I mean, he was 3 out of 4 when he did it. And
amazing.
I think if he would have done more seasons, he would have easily kept racking them up. You, Anissa, I think have to go there, because I think when you think of the challenge, you know, it's hard not to think of the challenge and not think of you. Mm-hmm. And you're a beast, you know. Mm-hmm. Who else? I think Darrell is another one who like, I mean, he's pretty much won every, I think he's won every final he's been in.
Wow, has he?
Maybe
he may, but everyone he's been in, yeah. Yes. So if he got there, he won it. Yes. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
You know, I know everyone's gonna be like, "What about Bananas?" And Bananas is obviously like a legend, but he's like on my Mount Rushmore adjacent. We'll put him over there.
Yeah. Can I be a little pebble underneath it, growing into a Mount Rushmore?
Yeah,
you could be one of our baby rocks.
Like a little baby rock.
You could be part of my hair, like a tiny.
You're on deck. You're on deck to join the mountain.
Yeah.
Because, like, even though you've done so many seasons, like, I still consider you, like, you know.
School.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I think, like, after 2 more seasons, it's like.
Listen, I need wins. I need wins. Don't even worry about it. I'm okay with being a pebble for now. I'm Anissa's a hair pebble. I'm somewhere in her statue.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, Melissa, it has been a pleasure to talk to you again. I couldn't wait to see your beautiful face so I could just virtually hug you and thank you again for coddling me at the reunion and being such an amazing, powerful woman, dominating that shit. We love to see women running the production side of things, and it's literally really nice. That's what's happening.
Likewise, we had an all-female control room. You guys don't get to see it, but we had female director, female assistant director, female technical director, female line producer. So we were...
Shout out to all the women
at
MTV just working their little heinies off. Thank you for being great.
Thank you.
It really is such a pleasure.
We love working with you and can't wait to probably do this again in a few months.
Yay!
Maybe.
Hope so.
Hopefully.
Hope so.
We'll see.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tori, that was so amazing getting to hear from Alyssa and getting to find out what goes on behind the scenes of the reunion.
I mean, she's an angel. An actual angel.
I mean, she's also known as a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Melissa, if you're listening to this, I think that therapy, like being a therapist, is in your future.
Facts.
Or just like a calmer downer, if that's such a thing.
Calmer downer, yeah.
Yes. Oh, so yeah. Now let's get into these listener transmissions.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw the green light come back for the reunion. Mm-hmm. The first question is, how traumatizing is that green light?
I mean, Anissa, you literally say, oh no, not these lights again. Damn it.
Like, triggered.
Totally.
Triggered, because they would come on and I'm like, I've already woken up.
Yeah.
Because I'll wake up before the green lights go off because you have a little bit of time. And then they're like, oh, everybody, like, be surprised. I'm like, I'm trying to do my makeup and my skin looks like green.
Totally.
It's just such an offensive color.
Yeah, it really is.
It couldn't have been a cool purple light.
Yeah.
Or green. A soothing blue light.
Yeah, it was like go alien, go time. It was like Ninja Turtles, yeah. Go Ninja Turtles, go kind of thing. And it was like,
yeah.
There's no pizza, so like I'm not that thrilled, you know?
Yeah, it was like, well, we're about to get up and go.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to.
No. Yeah, totally. I mean, listen, it's always stressful to see anything that reminds you of a challenge. Anytime I drive past a construction site and I see a crane, my heart goes immediately to my sphincter. It's an immediate drop, honestly. It's
yeah.
Like, it's like I'm writing King Ka in my body. There goes my sphincter, you know?
I hate you. That definitely happens to me. I'll look and I'll be like, oh, there's the challenge.
Yeah.
Not even the challenge. They're literally just building an apartment across the street.
Yeah.
But I look outside and I'm like, crane! So, yes, it's not only the green lights that are triggering. It is.
Yeah.
Come back to me, Tori.
Sorry. I just imagined you, like, literally... having a full-blown crane.
Full-blown crane meltdown.
I'm so sorry, because that shit is so true. Like, it literally happens to us. So it's why it's so funny. We're, like, laughing at our pain right now.
But it's not. I think it's everything that we ever – like, I see stuff, and I'm like, oh, that could definitely be a challenge.
Yeah.
Or, like, oh, I could definitely see them throwing us down in here with anything.
Totally. It's like the craziest shit, man. Like we said it before. It's like the producers sit around a table and they watch every horror movie ever made, like Saw and like every war movie. And they're like, all right, let's like pick from a hat and see which one they're going to do today. Saw
right.
off there.
And then like Titanic, like don't die.
Yeah.
Like let everybody be Rose and not Jack.
Totally. Oh, man, it's a trip. The best show in the world. Best game in the world. But it's a trip. So, yep,
yes.
We definitely are always scarred from whatever we have to do in a season. Well, whew, I have to, like, get my breath back because, Anissa, you were killing me with that one. But thank you for always being my co-host. It has always been and will always be amazing to work with you, Anissa. Tell us where we can follow you. Plug your social so we can send you a picture of a crane.
No. Oh, I feel like there are going to be a lot of cranes in my future. Oh, folks, you can follow me at Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. Send me your best crane. Tori, where can they find you?
You guys can follow me at Tori_Deal. Don't send me a crane. Okay. You can just send me pictures of Anissa because I love her so much.
Or send her pictures of sheep's faces.
Oh, no. No. Don't do that. Oh,
I wish you could see Tori. She's rubbing her eyebrows in a full panic.
I don't want that. No, mommy, no.
Okay, bye.
Okay, guys. All right, well, listen, thank you guys so much. Please feel free to send in your listener questions. Don't be afraid because there's still more challenge to watch. So make sure you watch it every Wednesday night.
and make sure to catch the biggest event in Challenge history, the Challenge All-Stars, streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Yes, and we're going to be covering all things All-Stars right after Double Agents ends, so make sure you stay subscribed so you don't miss a second of the action on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.